由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you for joining us again.
好多谢你再次收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
If you are joining these broadcasts for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目的话呢，
We are starting a new series called The Garden versus the City.
那就很想告诉你听，我们刚刚开始讲一个全新的系列。这个系列的名字是叫做花园与城市。
Last time, I promised to tell you about the other characteristics of the Garden of Eden.
在上一集的节目呢，我答应过你要继续去讲有关于伊甸园的其他特点。
In our last broadcast, we learned that the Garden of Eden was picturesque.
在上一集的节目里面，我们明白到伊甸园是一个美景如画的一个花园。
It was a place of incomparable beauty.
这个的伊甸园呢，它的美丽是无可比拟的。
The second characteristic of Eden.
那伊甸园第二个的特点就是
is that it was a place of provision.
就是呢，这个伊甸园有神的供应。
Eden was a productive garden.
伊甸园的土地很肥沃，出产很丰富。
Not only was it beautiful,
它不单止景色优美，
but it was useful.
而且呢，还是非常之实用的。
Not only was it picturesque,
它不单止风光如画，
But it was also a place of provision.
它亦都有神丰富的供应。
The trees were not only pleasing to the eye.
这里的树木呢，不单止是悦人眼目，看下去很漂亮。
But they were also good for providing food.
这些树木的果实还可以做很多很多的食物的。
God did not only just create the world for its beauty.
神不单止为了美丽而去创造这个世界，
but also for its utility.
神亦都是为了实用的目的来去创造的。
God made the garden to sustain Adam and Eve and all his other creatures.
神创造伊甸园这个花园，让亚当、夏娃和其他的生物得以维持他们的生命。
God made the garden to provide for the needs of his vice-regent.
神创造这个花园，让到他的助手，即是亚当夏娃，是可以得到养生的需要。
God always cared about beauty.
神是一向都很重视美的。
But he cared even more for the provision for his people.
但是神更加关心的是他子民的需要，以及是有充分的供应。
God required Adam to maintain the garden and to feed upon it.
神吩咐亚当妥善地去管理这个花园，并且在当中是得到他的食物。
Let's look again at verse 15.
让我们呢一起来看看创世纪二章十五节呢，是旧约圣经的创世纪二章十五节。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it.
那里说呢，耶和华神将那个人呢安置在伊甸园，使他呢是修理看守。这个人呢就是亚当了。
God did not create man to be lazy and sleep in the shade all day long.
神创造人啊，并唔系叫佢咧可以好悠闲、好懒散咁样唔做嘢，成日摊喺树荫底下喺度休息。
No,
绝对不是这样的。
God placed him in the garden to work.
神将这个人安置在花园里面，是要他去工作的。
But work was a delight.
但是工作是令人愉快的。
Work was joy.
工作是满有喜乐的。
Work was not a drudgery.
工作不是单调乏味的。
Work was to be man's fulfillment.
工作是能够带给人有很大的满足感的。
Some people think that Adam and Eve were lazing around in the garden all day.
有些人以为亚当和夏娃呢，当时呢，是整天都瘫在花园里面无所事事。
And it wasn't until they were kicked out of the garden that they had to work.
直至他们是被赶出伊甸园之后，他们才是要去工作的。
That idea is wrong.
这个想法其实是不正确的。
From the beginning, Adam was to work and Eve was to be his helper.
一开始，其实亚当就已经工作了，而夏娃就是他的助手。
The difference between working inside the garden and working outside of the garden was the presence of God.
在花园里面去工作和在花园的外面工作，那个的分别呢，就是在于神是不是跟他们在一起。
When you work in the presence of God, God will bless the labor of your hands.
当你有神的同在而去工作的时候，你所做的工作是一路呢都会蒙神的赐福的。
But when you work on your own strength,
但是当你是靠自己的力量去工作，
It is like pouring water into a bucket full of holes.
就好像将水倒入去一个穿晒窿的水桶一样。
No sooner do you put the water in,
水刚刚倒入去而已。
Then it leaks right out of the holes.
就即刻从嗰啲嘅窿、嗰啲嘅洞嗰度咧，系流晒出嚟啦。
When you work to the glory of God,
当你为神嘅荣耀去工作嘅时候
，God will strengthen you.
神就会去加添你嘅力量。
When you work to the glory of God,
当你为神嘅荣耀嚟工作嘅时候
，God will bless you and multiply your efforts.
神就要赐福俾你，并且令到你嘅工作嗰个嘅果效倍增。
But when you work for your own glory,
但系当你为自己嘅荣耀而工作嘅时候
，you work hard, but you do not have any lasting fulfillment.
你咧会好努力去做，但系咧你系徒劳无功，得唔到长远嘅满足嘅。
When you honor God with the first fruit of your labor.
当你将工作的成果先献给神，将荣耀归给他的时候
，God will bless you and multiply the rest of what you have。
神就要赐福给你，并且加倍咁样增加你所拥有的。
But when you spend it all on yourself，
但是当你将工作所得到的留翻俾自己用的话
，You will have no contentment in life。
你将会是得不到生命的满足。
And that is what happened to Adam and Eve after they were thrown out of the garden.
当亚当和夏娃被赶出伊甸园之后，他们的处境就是这样
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听住啊。
You and I have inherited this curse.
你和我都继承了亚当夏娃这个的咒诅的。
And until men and women, boys and girls, put their trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
无论是男女老幼，除非我们自己愿意相信耶稣基督是救主，是生命的主，
They will have the same discontentment and restlessness.
如果唔系咧，我哋都会陷入同样嘅空虚、同样嘅不安里边。
As I mentioned in our last broadcast, there is a third important characteristic of Eden.
喺上集嘅节目里边，我哋提到伊甸园仲有第三个嘅特点。
It was not only picturesque.
佢嘅三个特点咧，唔单单系风景如画。
It was not only a place of provision.
唔单止咧，系佢有神嘅供应。
Eden also was perfectly suited for Adam and Eve and for their protection.
伊甸园亦都系亚当夏娃最理想、最安全嘅居所。
In the garden, there was a harmony with God.
喺呢个嘅花园里边咧，佢哋同神一路都系和谐共处嘅。
This led to harmony with each other.
佢哋咧系充满咗和谐，系一路喺度同舟共济。
And harmony with their environment.
并且同呢个嘅自然环境咧，亦都系和谐相处嘅。
And that is what made Eden to be a paradise.
所以啊，伊甸园咧就被称为咧系一个嘅乐园啦。
The enclosed nature of the garden.
伊甸园是具有隐蔽性的。
Tells us about the quality of life there.
表明了当中生命的质素。
The walls that enclose the garden are symbolic of God's protection.
这个的花园四周围的篱笆象征着神的保护。
They are symbolic of God's sheltering of Adam and Eve.
象征神对亚当夏娃的庇护。
The walls are symbolic of God's guarding them.
这个的围墙象征着神守护着他们。
While the walls surrounded the garden,
花园的四周有围墙。
The garden was open from above where God's watchful eye was upon them.
但是呢，这个的花园呢，它是向天空敞开的，在那里呢，有神看顾的眼目。
The Bible said that Adam and Eve had fellowship with God.
圣经说，亚当、夏娃和神是有很亲密的交往的。
When you have fellowship with God,
当你和神是有团契，是有很亲密的交往的时候，
you have God's protection.
你就一定呢，是会得到神的保守的。
So God's protection was in the garden.
咁所以啊，喺呢个嘅花园里边呢，就有神嘅保护啦。
However, there was the tree of good and evil.
咁另外呢，呢个嘅花园里边呢，仲有一棵系分别善恶嘅树。
This tree was in the garden for a reason.
呢棵树喺花园里边呢，系有原因嘅。
You know, when my children were small, I used to tell them the story of the fall of Adam and Eve.
嗱，当我嘅仔女仲系好细嘅时候咧，我时时咧都会系讲亚当夏娃堕落嘅故事俾佢哋听嘅。
So every time one of them would get into trouble, they would say the following.
所以咧，每当佢哋其中一个闯咗祸咧，佢哋都总会咁样讲。
Well, if Adam and Eve had not eaten from the tree, I would not be in trouble with you right now.
佢话：如果亚当夏娃当初冇食到个禁果嘅话咧，今日我就唔使喺度俾人闹啦。
They use good Bible knowledge.
佢哋虽然识得应用圣经嘅一啲嘅知识
，but it did not spare them the consequences of what they had done.
但系并唔能够令到佢哋避免受到应该受嘅处罚。
The tree of good and evil was there to remind Adam that he was accountable to his maker.
分别善恶树的存在是为了提醒亚当他需要向造物主负责。
The tree of good and evil is always there to remind us that we are not our own.
分别善恶树亦都时时提醒我们，我们不是属于自己的。
It is there to remind us that we are not God.
亦都提醒我哋咧，我哋唔系神。
It is there to remind us that we are accountable to God.
佢提醒我哋， 我哋要向神负责。
It is there to remind us that we cannot escape God's judgment.
更加提醒我哋唔能够逃避神嘅审判。
Except by taking cover in His perfect, sinless Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
除非我哋让神嘅儿子嗰位完美冇罪嘅耶稣基督嚟去遮盖我哋。
My friend, I want to tell you something that is very important about temptation.
我亲爱的朋友，让我话俾你听一啲有关于试探嘅严重性啊。
Temptation is always an opportunity to either come under God's power and have victory over it.
试探系一种嘅机会，让到我哋可以咧喺呢个嘅机会嗰度去做一啲嘅选择，就系、是、究竟我哋要依靠神嘅大能去胜过试探啊
？Or to continue to go our way and suffer the consequences of our sin？
定抑或系一意孤行去自食罪所产生嘅后果咧
？Temptation is there to remind us that alone we are helpless victims of temptation。
试探亦都时时提醒我哋喺引诱之下，我哋系几咁无助。
But with Jesus, we are more than conquerors.
但系靠住主耶稣基督，我哋咧就已经咧系得胜有余啦。
Temptation is there to show us that in our strength we are weak and cowards.
试探亦都指出我哋嗰种嘅懦弱同埋无能。
But with Christ, all things are possible for us.
但系靠住主耶稣基督，我哋凡事都能。
Temptation is there to remind us that doing things our own way spells defeat.
试探亦都提醒我哋，单靠自己咧系会注定失败嘅。
But through Christ, we can have victory.
但系靠住耶稣基督咧，我哋就必定能够得到胜利。
Eden with all of its beauty, provision, and protection.
伊甸园虽然好美丽，虽然佢满有神嘅供应同埋保护
，could not defeat temptation.
但系佢却唔能够战胜试探。
It took another garden to bring the possibility of victory over temptation.
我哋需要另一座嘅花园，先至能够胜过试探。
That garden was the Garden of Gethsemane.
嗰个花园就系客西马尼园啦。
For it was in a garden that sin entered the human heart.
喺一座花园里边，罪恶侵入人嘅心。
And it was in a garden that sin was defeated.
而喺另一座嘅花园里边，罪恶就被击败啦。
It was in a garden that Adam rebelled against God.
喺一座嘅花园里边，亚当背叛咗神。
But it was in another garden that Jesus, the perfect Son of God, obeyed the Father fully.
但系喺另一座嘅花园里边咧，神完美嘅儿子耶稣基督却系全然顺服天父。
It was in a garden that Satan got the upper hand.
喺一座嘅花园里边，魔鬼撒旦占咗上风。
And it was in another garden that Satan was defeated and God had the upper hand.
但系喺另一座嘅花园里边，撒旦被击败，神先至系胜利者。
It was in the Garden of Eden that first man fell into sin and rebellion.
喺伊甸园里边，人类嘅始祖跌入咗罪恶同埋悖逆神嘅陷阱里边。
But it was in the Garden of Gethsemane that the perfect man rose from the dead.
但是在客西买尼园里面，完全的人子从死里复活。
It was in the Garden of Eden that Adam infected humanity with the virus of sin.
在伊甸园里面，亚当让罪的病毒侵袭人类。
But it was in the Garden of Gethsemane that Jesus made it possible for his followers to be forgiven of sins.
但是在客西马尼园，耶稣让跟随他的人罪得赦免。
It was in the Garden of Eden that Adam suffered death as the consequence of his rebellion.
在伊甸园里面，亚当为自己悖逆的罪尝过了死的苦果。
But it was in the Garden of Gethsemane that the consequences of rebellion and sin were carried upon Jesus' perfect body.
但是在客西马尼园，完美无罪的耶稣基督担当了我们悖逆犯罪的苦果。
And if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord,
如果你还未接受耶稣基督成为你的救主和生命的主，
you are still in the first garden of temptation.
那你其实呢，是仍然活在那个时时有试探的第一个的花园里面。
If you are not daily walking in the power of the one who defeated sin in Gethsemane,
如果你还不是和那位在客西马尼园战胜罪恶的独一真神日日同行的话，
chances are that sin is defeating you every single day.
那很可能呢，你每日仍然是受罪恶的攻击。
If you are not living under the authority of the only one who conquered death,
如果你不是活在那位唯独战胜死亡的权能者之下的话，
chances are you are living in fear, worry, and anxiety every single day.
那很可能呢，你每日仍然是很忧愁、很焦虑地去过你的生活。
The question is therefore,
所以我们要问的问题是，
Are you living in Eden with all of its temptation?
到底你是活在伊甸园的试探里面呢？
Or are you living in Gethsemane with all of its power?
定义话是活在客西马尼园的大能之中呢？
For just as a tree held its sway on Adam,
一棵的树木呢，导致亚当堕落。
It was on a tree that Jesus hung to take back the sting of sin and death.
但是同样在另一棵的树，或者是说在另一条的木头上面呢，耶稣被钉在那里，除去了罪恶，除去了死亡的毒钩。
Through a tree, sin defeated Adam.
罪藉着一棵树击败了亚当。
On another tree, Jesus defeated sin.
但是在木头上面，十字架上面的耶稣基督却是战胜了罪恶。
Through a tree, sin rendered Adam's future to be bleak.
罪藉着一棵树，令到亚当的前途变得暗淡。
But on another tree, Jesus gave us the hope of heaven.
但是耶稣基督在木头上面带给我们天堂的盼望。
Through a tree, sin dominated and devastated.
藉着一棵树，罪恶掌权，是我们陷入悲惨里面的一个的情况。
But on another tree, sin was destroyed and devastated.
但是在另外的那根的木头上面，罪的权势呢，却是被彻底摧毁了。
Through a tree, the entire human race became rebellious and self-centered.
因为一棵的树，全人类都悖逆，而且呢，变得自我中心。
But through another tree, the cross of Jesus Christ, it became possible for believers to be saved from eternal judgment that is coming upon the world.
但是藉着耶稣基督 被钉嘅嗰根嘅木头，嗰、那个嘅十字架，就令到基督徒免去咗即将来临嘅最后审判啦。
Let me ask you this，
让我问你以下嘅问题啊。
Which tree are you living on？
你究竟系靠边一棵树去过活嘅呢
？Are you living on the tree of temptation？
你系活喺试探嘅树之下？
Or are you living on the tree of the cross with all of its power and salvation？
定抑或你系靠住十字架嘅大能、十字架嘅拯救去过你每一日嘅生活嘅呢
？On which tree do you place your hope？
你嘅希望系建基喺边一棵树上面呢
？Do you place your hope on the tree of good and evil？
你系咪将你嘅希望放喺伊甸园里边嘅善恶树上呢
？Do you hope that your good will outweigh your bad？
你系咪以为你嘅善行、你嘅好行为可以掩盖你嘅恶行呢
？Or do you place your hope on a different tree？
定抑或你愿意将你嘅希望放喺另一棵树上边呢
？Do you place your hope on the tree of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ？
你愿唔愿意将你嘅希望交托俾十字架上边嘅主耶稣基督呢
？Do you place your hope on the tree where His blood was shed on Calvary？
你愿唔愿意寄望喺呢一个十字架呢一根嘅木头上边，喺加略山上边嘅十字架，耶稣嘅宝血系为你流出嘅。
Christ's blood was shed to make it possible for you to escape the final judgment.
主耶稣基督所流出嘅宝血系叫到你免去最后嘅审判。
Christ's blood was shed to make it possible to live a victorious and joyful life here and now.
主耶稣基督所流嘅宝血亦都系叫你由现在开始过一个得胜同埋满有喜乐嘅生活。
My listening friends, God made the provision.
亲爱的听众朋友，神已经为你预备好了。
And the provision is this.
而他所预备的救恩呢，就是
Only those who put their whole trust and confidence in the tree of the cross.
唯有完全信靠十字架的人
will make it to the eternal garden in heaven.
先至能够进入将来天上嗰个永恒嘅花园。
Will you come to him today？
你愿唔愿意归向耶稣基督呢
？I pray that your answer would be yes。
我恳切嘅祷告，希望咧你会愿意讲我愿意。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing。
愿神大大赐福俾你。咁呢一集嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢一度。如果你对今集嘅内容有任何意见，或者读经嘅时候遇到困难，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天同埋马克牧师咧去分享嘅。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址咧就可以啦。好啦，我哋下一集再见。